This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of bone matrix from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. Bone is made up of an organic component and an inorganic component. The organic component is 40% of the dry weight of bone, and the inorganic component is 60% of the dry weight of bone. Let's go over both the organic component and the inorganic component of bone in a bit more detail. The components of the organic component include collagen, proteoglycans, matrix proteins, as well as cytokine and growth factors. Collagen is 90% of the organic component. It primarily involves type 1 collagen, it provides tensile strength, and it's a triple helix composed of one alpha-2 and two alpha-1 chains. Proteoglycans are responsible for the compressive strength of bone. This has been a tested point on previous exams, so I'll say it again. Proteoglycans are responsible for the compressive strength of bone. Proteoglycans also inhibit mineralization and are composed of glycosaminoglycan protein complexes. Matrix proteins includes non-collagenous proteins, and they function to promote mineralization and bone formation. There are three main types of proteins involved in bone matrix: osteocalcin, osteonectin, and osteopontin. Osteocalcin is the most abundant non-collagenous protein in the matrix and makes up 10 to 20% of the total matrix. Again, osteocalcin is the most abundant non-collagenous protein in the matrix, making up 10 to 20% of the total matrix. And keep in mind that osteocalcin is produced by mature osteoblasts. The function of osteocalcin is to promote mineralization and formation of bone. It's directly involved in the regulation of bone density, and it attracts osteoclasts. As far as signaling, osteocalcin is stimulated by 1,25-dihydroxyvitamin D3, and it's inhibited by PTH. The clinical application of osteocalcin is that it's a marker of bone turnover, and it can be measured in the urine or the serum. Osteonectin is secreted by platelets and osteoblasts. As far as the function of osteonectin, it's believed to have a role in regulating calcium or organizing mineral in the matrix. Moving on to osteopontin, its function is a cell-binding protein. As far as cytokines and growth factors, there are small amounts present in the matrix. They aid in bone cell differentiation, activation, growth, and turnover. Examples include IL-1, IL-6, IGF, TGF-beta, and bone morphogenic proteins, or BMPs. Moving on to the inorganic component of bone, components include calcium hydroxyapatite, which provides the compressive strength of bone, and osteocalcium phosphate, otherwise known as brushite. So again, the inorganic components of bone include calcium hydroxyapatite, which provides the compressive strength of bone, and osteocalcium phosphate, otherwise known as brushite. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, which of the following components of bone is most responsible for compressive strength? And the choices are 1, type 1 collagen, 2, osteocalcin, 3, proteoglycans, 4, osteonectin, and 5, osteopontin. The correct answer to this question is 3, proteoglycans. So proteoglycans, in addition to calcium hydroxyapatite, are most responsible for providing compressive strength. To quickly review, bone is composed of both organic and inorganic components. Inorganic components include calcium hydroxyapatite and osteocalcium phosphate. Organic components include collagen, proteoglycans, matrix proteins, cytokines, and growth factors. While type 1 collagen is responsible for providing the tensile strength of bone, proteoglycans and calcium hydroxyapatite are most responsible for providing compressive strength. Proteoglycans contain a core protein with various numbers of covalently attached side chains of glycosaminoglycans. In addition to providing compressive strength, they also are responsible for binding growth factors and inhibiting mineralization. Noth et al. Reviewed the osteocyte, and they discussed that osteocytes are the most abundant cells in bone, are actively involved in maintaining the bony matrix, and may act as mechanosensors. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, type 1 collagen is incorrect, as type 1 collagen is responsible for the tensile strength of bone, not the compressive strength. Answer 2, osteocalcin is incorrect, as osteocalcin is the most abundant non-collagenous protein in the matrix and promotes the mineralization and formation of bone. Answer 4, osteonectin is incorrect, as osteonectin is believed to have a role in regulating calcium or organizing mineral in the matrix. And finally, answer 5, osteopontin is incorrect, as osteopontin is a cell-binding protein. Moving on to the next question. All of the following are true regarding osteocalcin, except which of the following? And the choices are 1, it is the most prevalent non-collagenous protein in bone. 2, it is expressed by mature osteoblasts. 3, it is considered a marker for osteoblast differentiation. 4, it is a glycoprotein that binds calcium. And 5, higher levels are correlated with increases in bone mineral density during osteoporosis treatment. The correct answer to this question is 4, it is a glycoprotein that binds calcium. So this is a pure fact question from basic science. Osteocalcin is the most prevalent non-collagenous protein in bone. It is expressed by mature osteoblasts and is a marker of osteoblast differentiation. Osteocalcin is the most specific marker of the osteoblast phenotype and is expressed only in mature osteoblasts. During osteoporosis treatment, serum levels correlate with increases in bone mineral density. Osteonectin, not osteocalcin, is a glycoprotein that binds calcium. And moving on to the final question, all of the following statements are true of osteocalcin except... And the choices are 1, it is the most abundant non-collagenous protein of bone. 2, it is secreted by osteoclasts. 3, it is involved in mediating calcium homeostasis. 4, it has been used as a biochemical marker of bone formation. And 5, it is part of the organic matrix of bone. The correct answer to this question is 2, it is secreted by osteoclasts. So osteocalcin is the most abundant non-collagenous protein in bone. It is secreted by osteoblasts and plays a role in bone mineralization and calcium homeostasis. It is pro-osteoblastic or bone building by nature. It has recently been used as a biochemical marker for bone formation in trials of anabolic drugs such as Forteo. Answer 2, it is secreted by osteoclasts is a false statement because osteocalcin is secreted by osteoblasts, which is why it's the correct answer in this accept question. That's all for this review about bone matrix. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.